You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, my friend. Toll free to Dr. Debbie, dog trainer Alan Cable, dog father Joey Villani, animal communicator Joy Turner. And we go to Patty. I guess I got to hit this button over here. Sorry about that. Hey, Patty, how are you doing?
Well, I have a cat that I'm having some problems with. I switched him to raw food back in August, and he was doing pretty well, and he was eating a lot. It seemed like his metabolism really increased, but he started dropping a lot of weight. Mm. And I was starting to get really worried, took him to the vet. All the tests came back fine, and we think maybe I was making their food a little too lean. So switch up the food a little bit. Now he just doesn't want to eat, and he's still losing weight, and I just don't know what to do.
And you wanted to talk to Joy about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's helped me in the past.
Okay.
Okay, so Patty, tell me the name of your kitty?
Charlie.
Okay, so hold on a second. I have a feeling what I'll do is tell you what Charlie's feeling like, and then we'll probably pass you over to Dr. Debbie. Okay, so let me say hi to Charlie. Charlie says he thinks the reason that he was eating so much in the beginning is because he felt like he never ate until he ate that food. And then he got really full, and he feels like he doesn't need to eat as much right now. And so I'm telling him, well, that's good. And how's he feeling? He says, well, he thinks he's feeling good, but he's feeling a little bit, he wants to call it lethargic.
He's missing some teeth, and I have no clue when that happened.
He says, oh, well, they just fell out. He's not really worried about those. But, you know, I think, again, and you can talk to Debbie about this, I think that that's maybe a thing your vet needs to pay more attention to.
Yeah, and definitely, I don't know what specific tests your veterinarian has done so far. Were they mostly
lab? A full urinary and blood work as well, because we were originally concerned that it would be hyperthyroid, and it didn't come back at all. Everything was within normal range.
Okay. All right. And because that's definitely one of the main things when I think of a senior kitty that's losing weight. We look at the kidneys, we look at the thyroid, we look to see if they're diabetic. And then from there, if we have digestive signs at all in a senior kitty, a double-digit kitty, as I like to call them, then I look in the belly because some things aren't always very apparent on some of the testing. So often I'll do x-rays or even sometimes in the course of a physical exam, there may be something very subtle that we might note, whether it's a change in the stool consistency or the bowel loops might feel a little bit more thickened. Because older cats can have some tendencies towards inflammatory bowel disease or even types of cancers in the digestive tract. So if we're not finding anything else on the lab work, that might be the next route that I would tend to look at to try to solve that puzzle. And I'd agree that, even being on a good lean diet, cats don't lose weight easily. So if your older kitty is dropping weight notably, then there's usually some cause for that. It's just a matter of getting to the root of it and ferreting it out, if you will.
In the beginning, when I switched him to the raw, he was eating an awful lot. And then everybody I've talked to who's dealt with, transitioning cats to raw, they said sometimes that happens as their body's just clearing out all the other stuff and their metabolism does kick up a bunch. But it seemed like then all of a sudden it just kind of dropped off. But he was losing weight when he was eating like crazy. That's why we thought, in October he was 12 pounds. He's a little over 9 pounds now. And the second opinion that I got yesterday said that she goes, he's very lean, like an athlete lean. And it just seems like we're always struggling with the food because sometimes he'll act like he's hungry and he'll be in front of a bowl of food and cry like he's hungry.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, there's something going on here. And it may be difficult for me to truly help you without putting my eyes, ears, and hands on your pet because dental disease can cause, pets to not eat, but it's usually not until things are very advanced. So for me, I would certainly, if I felt any kind of nodule in the thyroid, any kind of lump in that area, oftentimes I will actually send the thyroid panel out to some of the specialized hormone labs. So even if my regular local lab comes up normal and I'm still suspicious, there are different types of thyroid tests that can be done to look at that in other directions. So that might be one thing. But definitely having a good oral exam, and if there's anything else at all related in the upper ear, the neck, then those might be avenues that we look at, reasons why we don't want to eat. And, you know, making sure we're something as simple as, you know, the ears are good, because I have had pets where...
She looked at all of that. Like, she did a pretty thorough exam on him the other day, and he was just in, like, 3 weeks before. And I'm sure my stress level on the whole matter isn't helping.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I have one that's a really chubby cat, which is also one reason why I had to, in switching to raw, which I think overall worked out really good for him. And, I mean, I would put Charlie on non-raw if I needed to. But I'm just afraid that he's just going to keep losing weight.
I guess I'm not a raw food proponent. But I guess the common sense thing that I would say is, if he was heavier before and we're worried about the weight loss now and you're not comfortable doing more testing or looking further, I'd have to advocate going back to the food he was on and just seeing how he stabilizes and see if he continues to lose weight. If he does, you have a simple answer there that you've got something you need to look at.
Right, I know, but I was dealing with food allergies with both of them, and raw food seemed to be the way. And actually, he looks so, I mean, yes, I think he's losing a little too much weight, but he looks so much better. His coat's better. His activity level's, I think, better. You know, I was just hoping, you know, maybe he would be able to tell me a little bit more of what the heck is going on with him, because he's driving me nuts.
Well, good luck with that.
1-866-405-8405.
Dr. Debbie, you're like the house of the veterinary world. You know, I mean, it's not good enough that you send a pet to your lab. You're like, I've got to find the answer. I've got to find another lab.
It's so funny you say that, because I was watching House when I was on the treadmill this morning at 4 a.m. I know, I get up that early. It is insane. But you know what is the greatest thing? Because I love watching the episodes, and so I stay on the treadmill longer because I don't want to miss the ending. So
I wish you'd be my vet, Dr. Debbie. I'd come to you if I didn't think you'd run me over in the parking lot.